But when she actually appears, when is talking to her, then she's absolutely marvellous. And, you know, she takes an enormous interest in an enormous number of things. And, for example, the Queen has an encyclopedic memory for medal ribbons. So if she's inspecting a line of soldiers, she'll know that they've got several different medals from Iraq, Afghanistan, Northern Ireland, and she'll know immediately and sort of have their career potted up so she can ask them about it. She did come to Kent just after I became Lord Lieutenant. My children told me it was a passing in test. And she came to Margate, and it was an absolutely marvellous day. It nearly didn't happen because it was foggy. But luckily her aeroplane could land at Manston, and there were people lining the route all the way from Manston into Margate, and there were about, in the old town and outside the Turner Contemporary, there were about 3,000 people, which is quite amazing. And she went round to all the new businesses which had started in the old town as a result of Turner Contemporary. It's my duty to escort the Queen. She was started off at Capel the Firm, and sadly the weather was not that good. But luckily the rain stopped for long enough to go out on the balcony of the new wing building and to wave to the crowd outside, and they'd all been waiting in the rain for some time, so I think that was great. And then she got into her car and set off for Canterbury. She went to a short service in the cathedral, and it was the first time the girls' choir had performed for the Queen. That was quite a moment. And the normal choir also performed. And then she unveiled a statue of herself and Prince Philip. These two statues match off ones of Queen Victoria and Prince Consort. So it was quite, as the Queen had become the longest reigning monarch later in the year, it was quite appropriate. And those two plinths had not been filled, so it was just absolutely right. She's a very, very nice person. And she has been our Queen for, whatever it is, 62 years. And all that time, she has really not put a foot wrong. And it must be quite a difficult course to navigate. And she's also head of the Commonwealth, and she gets to meet all the heads of Commonwealth government. Her mother lived to being over 100, so I think probably watch this space. She seems to be remarkably healthy, as does Prince Philip. Although the Queen doesn't do as much, she's still performs an awful lot of duties.